Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Monica. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been writing for about 15 years, seriously. I was first published in 2006 under my other pen name, Karen Erickson. Ooh. And I wrote mostly contemporary romance, erotic romance. And then I self-published as Monica Murphy in 2013. And then I've just been writing pretty steadily as Monica ever since.
I love this. So what inspired you to become a writer?
You know, I always loved to read. I was that kid in like kindergarten and first grade who always wanted to read with the teacher. You know, like we'd sit in a circle on the floor and then you get to turn the pages or whatever for the teacher. And so I found a bag of romance books in our hall closet that were my mom's. And I kind of just, as a teenager, and kind of started devouring those and thought to myself, oh, I want to do this someday. I got inspired. And, but then of course, you know, real life comes into play and you got to like work and raise children and whatnot. So I didn't really pursue it heavily. I would play around with writing, but never wrote anything, you know, start to finish until 2005 when I was home with my two youngest children.
And so what was your journey to get your first book published?
My first book published?
Yeah, what was that journey? That's really like you were in the 2006, so it's before the romance boom.
Oh, there was a bit of a boom around there too. So I was, there was quite a few digital publishers that were popping up around that time. Allura's Cave was the kickoff. And then there were other ones before Allura's Cave. That was the one that became really popular. And so I was picked up by a really small digital press called Cobblestone Press and wrote a few things for them. And then I got picked up by Sam Hain and also Allura's Cave, but I stuck mainly with Sam Hain, and I even wrote for them through 2014. So in 2013, when I was as Monica starting and really took off, Karen was also doing really well too with Sam Hain. So it was very hectic that year, but it was a great year. But it's hard to juggle two pen names. I will say that. That is
I'm just going to ask. I was like, how do you do it? You know, like.
The choice I made as Monica was because I knew that if I self-published the type of story, which was One Week Girlfriend, that I was going to self-publish. If I did that as Karen, I felt like it wasn't going to work. Like it was a totally different voice. I wrote it in first person, totally different kind of story than I'd ever written as Karen. So I chose a different name. And also I had the thought, well, if it fails, then no one will know. And then Monica did even better than Karen. So there you go.
There you go. And so, what do you like about being an indie author doing self-publishing? You get to control, you know, all the different aspects, but what are some of the things you may decide to just go this route as opposed to trying to get, you know, published on other routes?
Well, you know, I was published traditionally. The One Week Girlfriend series was picked up by Random House, and I was with Random House for about 3 years. And I've also written some titles for Entangled. But I do have to say, I think there's nothing wrong with being a hybrid author, and I have enjoyed it because there are some great things about having a publisher behind you, and there are some really great things about doing it independently. And the main thing is that you have total control of everything. But I also, there's some reassurance in not having to worry about hiring a cover designer when you're with a publisher, and just letting them make those choices themselves, or, you know, they do it in house. And so, and also I had some really great relationships with some editors at various publishers. I was also with Avon for a while. And so I've met a lot of great people on both sides, and I'm really grateful for both experiences in traditional and in indie.
I love this. Yeah. So what is your process, writing process like? Do you find it online, or do you see where the story leads you?
I am definitely more of a see where the story leads me. When I've written traditionally, I can definitely do an outline, a synopsis, because that's what they usually want before you write it. Yeah. But I would prefer, most of the time when I do those types of outlines, it's more like a map. So I like know how to get to the destination, but I'm not quite sure what the journey is going to be like. Mm-hmm. And so what I always like to say is that if you as the reader are surprised in the book by something, that's because I was surprised too when I made it happen. Like things just come to me as I'm going.
And so how do you define, how do you get to know your characters? Did they come to you fully formed, or did they just start, you know, you start to uncover them as you write them more?
It depends. You know, I know there are some authors who have the same process every time, but I think the majority of us kind of have to handle each book differently. And sometimes a character can come to me completely 100% formed, and other times it is kind of a, as we go along, I find out more and more as we get deeper and deeper in.
Love this. You just recently released Wedding Day, which I just read, and I absolutely adore. I love you. Friends to Lovers, spaghetti. You know, you just gave me like my cat death.
Oh, good. You know, I love a good Friends to Lovers story, and I thought about it, and I don't write a lot of them, and I don't know why. That was fun.
That was fun. I really love this book. Like, I was like, it just like it surprised me. I was like, you know, I'm so skeptical about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is, you know, I feel bad for him. But
yeah, no, I wanted to write a good guy too. I know that everybody loves a good alpha, and I do too, fictionally. I mean, you don't necessarily want someone like that in real life all the time, but
yeah,
I wanted him to be like multifaceted and to show that, hey, he can just be a regular normal guy who like has a really great job, and it's okay for him to be hurt and to be in his feelings over it, over what his ex did, and then to find somebody new, and it's a friend who he made, you know. I don't know, did you read Rate a Date? Because I made it, he was pitiful in there.
No, I have to go back.
Yeah, read Rate a Date. And he is, they all set up on it's a two couples blind date. And he set up with Eleanor in Rate a Date. And they became friends. But then Kelsey was in on that date too with Theo's friend. And so it was, I thought to myself, you know, I should make him the hero for Kelsey. So that just kind of came out of nowhere.
Anyway. I love that. I love, like, you know, books that can inspire you to like get you the next hero and the next heroine or the couple pairing. Do you know when you're writing a series, do you know like have an idea like how many books and how many couples you're gonna have? Or is it just
come to you? For the dating series, for sure. I knew that I wanted to do 6 books. I slowly introduced all the friends throughout, you know, the series, but I knew, like, Kelsey appears in the very first book, Save the Date, because she is that hero's assistant. And so I knew that I wanted to give her a book, and I thought to myself, it would be good to start, and she is brought into the series in the first, and then she ends the series. So I did plan for always working toward her book to the end. And then, I don't know, like, and the Callahan series, which I released this year also, I knew that I was, you know, which kids I was going to do in that family, whose book that was going to be. So Yeah. Most of the time I do plot it out. Like I know how many stories, but I'm starting a series next year and I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to kind of let it go until I'm ready to be done. I don't have a firm plan.
I like this. Okay. So this is interesting. You know, these series would take you to a different journey. Like you can have someone just plan out and other ones can be like, we're going to see where it goes, you know?
Yeah. Cause sometimes, there's characters who walk on and I'm just like, oh, that person probably needs a story. So that kind of ends up happening is someone I don't expect will get a story.
Yeah.
Then gets a story.
Yeah. I love this. So what are some of your upcoming projects? Oh, actually, I have a question because you write multiple series and multiple books. Do you write them one book at a time or do you write like a couple of books at the same time?
I don't like to write. I can edit and write a book at the same time, write one book and edit another, but it's hard for me to write two at the same time. I've done it under great stress. So I don't really like doing it. What was nice for this year, you know, with COVID coming along and eliminating a lot of plans, I really concentrated on writing this year. And what was nice is that I was able to alternate. It's kind of nice to go from writing a contemporary romance with, you know, a great group of friends. And then when you finish, I would switch off and then write about angsty, rotten, dramatic teens. And it was kind of nice to switch it up. And then it doesn't feel, sometimes I can get bored. If I keep writing the same thing, but you don't want to stray too far because then readers are like, what are you doing? So
take us in a journey.
Right. Okay, you don't want to confuse them and then you're just all over the place. But so this next year for the first few books I'm going to put out in 2021 are all going to be in the same series.
Okay. So it allows us to mentor them, you know, as they come along. So I love this. And I love that your books are on Hoopla, which is actually one of the things, because I started listening, I think I listened to another book of yours and it was great. I was like, oh my gosh, there's like a bunch of books I can listen to. So
I do have a lot in audio, not everything.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of reader questions about the dating series in audio. Only the first three are in audio and I can confirm I've seen release dates. They're coming out next year. So first half of next year, the last three books are going to be in audio. So
This is great. I love it. It's good for accessibility. I think audios have been like a lifesaver for moments where it's like you're just like stressed out and you're like, I'm doing chores. I might as well just listen to an audiobook. Yeah.
Right. And I know audio is so popular. So I don't really listen to a lot of audio. I should. I always tell myself I should, but
it's okay.
I haven't done it yet.
It's all good, but thank you. So let's go to a random book recommendation. It's an opportunity for you to share with our audience what they should read next. What is your favorite genre?
Pretty much contemporary romance, though I do like the occasional thriller.
I love it. And what has been a book you read this past year that you love, or last year?
Oh gosh. Well, I went down the LJ Shin path and read a lot of her books and loved them. And I really loved The Kiss Thief. That was my favorite one, I think, of hers. Who else? Let me see here. I just read Jillian Dodd's that summer and I thought that was cute.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Oh, you know what other book I just absolutely loved was Kay Webster's Stroke of Midnight. And let me tell you, I did not think it would be my cup of tea. It was totally my cup of tea.
Oh my gosh, I'm buying it right now.
It's like he's a dominant jerk and he's terrible and his name is like Winston, which you wouldn't think is even sexy at all, but everything about it just worked. For me, at least. Loved it.
Oh my God. Yep, buying right now. I love the show because here's the thing. I get all these recommendations. So either I buy them while I'm interviewing people or I'm like editing and I'm just an Amazon buying books. Like
so. My TBR is so bad. So bad.
It is so bad. And there's like so many good books. And they're like not much time to read. So
yeah, it's never ending. If I were to ban myself from buying books, I'd be probably set for like the next few years.
Me too. So tell us where you can find you online.
My website is monicamurphyauthor.com. I'm on Instagram, Monica Murphy Author, Facebook, Monica Murphy Author again, and also have a reader group, and you just search Monica Murphy reader group and you can find me that way.
I love
that. That's really where I'm at.
Thank you, Monica, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whatreadnextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.